China's premier has weighed in on his country's war of words with Japan. There were anti-Japanese protests in many Chinese cities over the weekend. And today, Wen Jiabao suggested that Tokyo should seriously reconsider its bid for a permanent seat on the UN Security Council. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
While China continues to stress the past in its relations with Japan, it's clear that it's doing so with one eye on the future. As China rises, it does not want to allow its old enemy the global influence that permanent status on the UN Security Council would bring. Compared with the usual circuitous Chinese diplomatic statements, Wen Jiabao's words today were very direct.
I think the core issue in the China-Japan relationship is that Japan needs to face up squarely to history. Recently, we have witnessed large-scale demonstrations targeting Japan's attempt to become a permanent member of the UN Security Council. I think the strong responses from the Asian people should give the Japanese government cause for deep and profound reflection.
Japan has not been slow to voice its own opinions. Today, the Japanese trade minister referred to China as, quote, a scary country. And several commentators have pointed out the irony of the Chinese Communist Party lecturing the Japanese on the need to confront history when the party has never apologized to its own people for the millions of deaths it caused in the 50s and 60s. Keiji Ide is spokesman at the Japanese embassy in Beijing.
I think Chinese perception about Japan is not balanced. And Chinese people are constantly reminded of brutal acts by the Japanese army every day by television or by newspapers. But they do not appreciate how Japanese and Japanese government tried hard not to repeat such mistakes which was committed during World War II. And we try hard to be friends with other Asian countries. But this information are not well supplied in China.
The Chinese media do dwell on negative images of Japan, and many Chinese people are willing to believe that Japan wants to revive its militarism of the 1930s. That has led to calls for a boycott of Japanese goods. The big question now is whether protests will be allowed to continue. David Zweig of the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology thinks the Chinese government is walking a very fine line.
Managing these kinds of protests is a very tricky affair for the Chinese government because, on the one hand, they don't want to be seen to be suppressing popular anger against the Japanese. They don't want to be seen to be weak on this issue, and if they are perceived to be weak, then they can become the target of the protest. On the other hand, they don't want to allow this to get out of hand where the focus of attack would then shift to the government itself.
To stop this happening, Beijing has not allowed any reporting within the country about the demonstrations. So people outside China, especially the Japanese, can see the popular anger and get the message. But people within China cannot, and hopes the Chinese leadership will not start drawing lessons that demonstrations on anything will be allowed. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.